Bill Gass is the nonprofit hatchery organization's production manager and says it's all systems go for the City Creek King Salmon release.
We have all the necessary permits in place, the permits for the net pens and the fish transport permits for the fish. The fish are on hand at Crystal Lake. Come mid-April, we will transport those fish out to the site, rear them for approximately 6 weeks, and release 200,000, we hope.
Crystal Lake is the Sarah Run King and Coho Hatchery facility on Mitkoff Island, about 18 miles south of Petersburg. Recent Crystal Lake King returns have been poor, and the proposal aims to improve the chances of ocean survival for some of the hatchery's annual Chinook release. The project was proposed by a local charter operator and the state's sport fish biologist in Petersburg as a possible boost to local catches. The Hatchery Association's Gas says any returns from the new net pen site will be a success.
It's always a hope from the production standpoint to see a good ocean, to see a good return. I've been asked what's a normal return, and you can almost say zero is normal, since it happens. I mean, I don't expect a zero here, and zero is unusual. But I'm hopeful that you're going to see maybe 2 or 3% of these 200,000 fish survive and return as adults. I would consider that a success.
2 to 3% would mean an annual return of between 4,000 and 6,000 Chinook. Gass says the plan is to install a 40-foot by 40-foot saltwater net pen near the mouth of City Creek to hold the young salmon for about 6 weeks each year. That net pen will have a predator net set around it to keep sea lions from the holding space, and it will be anchored a couple hundred feet offshore and removed after the fish are released each year. The new net pen site has some potential challenges that other SARA programs don't, namely icebergs from LeConte Glacier, along with the sea lions and humpback whales that frequent the area. City Creek is a relatively small stream with natural runs of coho and pink salmon and a dam with one of the community's two water reservoirs. Gass says he does not know if many adult kings will make it into the creek itself.
Well, that's yet to be seen. I don't think they can really go very far, and the hope is that they will be utilized and harvested. You know, those that actually make it into the stream likely will not be able to travel up and spawn and reproduce successfully. But I suspect that if there's a decent return, there will be a pretty hard targeted effort to catch as many of those fish as possible.
Fish for the program will be produced from the annual returns at Crystal Lake Hatchery, although weak numbers in recent years have required egg contributions from the Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, along with Douglas Island Pink and Chum in Juneau. All three of those organizations have king salmon programs produced from eggs originally taken at Andrews Creek on the Stikine River near Wrangell. The money for the new net pen rearing at City Creek comes from a grant of just over $100,000 from the Southeast Alaska Chinook Salmon Mitigation Program. Gass expects to hire a seasonal worker to help with the effort and anticipates the cost to the hatchery organization for the program will be about $15,000 a year. Gass notes that Petersburg residents are probably used to seeing the Crystal Lake tanker truck each spring moving hatchery kings eventually to other release sites that are closer to Wrangell and Ketchikan.
We have two transport vessels that move all of our fish around, and we'll load them at the dock with the tanker, and he'll just make that little 4 or 5 mile run down to City Creek and offload there. That'll be much easier than trying to move them off of the road system. So come next spring, when you see the tanker on the dock, some of those fish will be released in the Petersburg area for a change.
If it's successful, the new net pen release could have the first adult fish returning to City Creek in 2 years, with the bulk of the first year's release expected back in 2017. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.